Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 13. So the ladies have been taken on a vacation by what does she call herself? Baby Gorgeous, Lisa. And they're headed to Mexico. They've rented two villas, I guess. And yeah, I think we're in for a bit of a treat with these women. So we're already off to some drama because before the trip even happens, Bronwyn gets attacked by a dog.
Fuck, man. Did you see her fucking
That
leg
was
and
terrible.
arm?
Yeah, that was
Jesus
terrible.
Christ. That was horrendous.
I was
Oh
pretty
my God.
surprised to see that. That is not something you see every day.
No,
I
that's
don't even
vicious. A
know how
vicious attack.
she wasn't attacked, she was mauled. She was
Yeah, she
mauled
was
by a dog.
mauled. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. It was
It's
terrible.
not a bite from a dog.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Jesus. Yeah, poor thing.
I don't know how she's not limping because it got the back of her knee. And then it got all up
Her
her back.
arm, yeah.
Like,
I
ugh.
can't even imagine. Poor thing.
That's scary.
Very scary. I'm always scared of dogs, I have to say. When I see fucking dogs loose, I'm fucking scared of them all the time. Unless I know them, but like a strange, like, no, I just get freaked out.
Yeah, by it looked like a big one. That's the other scary thing because
Yeah.
the way that the bite marks were, it looked like a
Yeah,
big.
they're, oh shit.
Yeah, it was really scary looking. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
And you know what? Yeah, like these dog owners that, so I guess the guy was just in his car taking a phone call, which is ridiculous at the dog park, but
A
whatever.
drug deal. That's what I thought. A drug deal that's happening. But you know
Maybe.
what? Just my opinion.
Fuck. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
Who knows?
what kind of rightful dog owner, normal dog owner, would fucking bring their dog to a park and then go get in their fucking car? Or go take a fucking
Not
call.
normal.
That's not
Definitely
normal. That's not a good, pet owner, right? That's an irresponsible asshole.
well, yeah, you're not even there to like, I get it. Like, animals are unpredictable. Like, that's why, like, I have 7 pounds, fluffy, fat, lazy reindeer.
Aww.
She's so cute.
And she, they're unpredictable.
Yeah.
She can be meat sometimes. Like
Yeah.
one time we had like one of our friends brought their cat over and we thought they were gonna be like best friends. And she was like, wah, wah, like, and I was like on top of her, like obviously trying to let her socialize, but also there to like make sure she doesn't try to swat at that other cat or something, you know? But they really are. Like, animals are unpredictable. So whenever like my little 7 pound
But they're territorial too, right?
floppy little thing is in a situation where she has to socialize with anyone that she doesn't know, I'm all over her. And she
Yeah.
is only 7 pounds. Imagine if I would be all over a dog. If they could actually do some damage, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But you could probably do some damage. What do you think?
Yes, she can multiple ways.
No, she would just like throw up on your bed or poop on your bed or
She knows how to get you good.
she knows how to
You
really
little
stick it to you. Like,
fucker.
bite you? No, I'm just gonna crap on your bed.
Here's a treat before I go. Be good. Get another treat when I come back. No,
She
I'll leave you a fucking treat.
looks kind of evil right now, too.
Yeah, she's looking, kind of mean, to be honest.
Yeah. What happened to you? Did you get replaced?
She's shy. She doesn't like to be on a podcast. That's why.
No, she doesn't. She just wants to snuggle you. She's like, why did you trap? But yeah, I thought that was horrible, but good on her for coming on that trip. And I think, like, honestly,
Yeah.
she's so exhausted,
Yeah.
so tired. I can't believe she's not
And
limp.
still scared, probably of,
Yeah.
like thinking about that, you can have like moments of like, fuck, you know what I mean? Or, yeah, anyways.
No, I agree, because that could be traumatizing for someone to
Oh,
just be
for sure.
there, not expecting it, and then get. Like, I hope there were other people around who helped her, because
Yeah.
the way she said it, it sounded like she was on her own. Like, I'm just imagining,
Yeah.
but it sounded terrible.
Yeah,
It's
the poor
horrible.
thing. Poor thing.
But she goes on the trip. Like, good on her.
Yeah.
Like, and it's probably a good
Only to
thing.
get shit on.
That's debatable. But anyways.
Debatable.
That was a shit move. That was a dirtbag move on Lisa's part. Sorry.
Okay,
I
well,
didn't. Well, okay, let's talk about this then.
so let's talk about it, because that's actually the next thing I want to talk about anyway, is the rooming situation.
Yeah.
I guess normally this group of women, they pick their own rooms, but Lisa decided it's her trip. She's organizing everything. She's fantastic at throwing trips. So she knows that there's lots of drama. There's lots of people who don't like each other. So in order to keep peace, she is going to plan out the rooms. And there's four to a villa, four in one villa, four in the other villa. And what she wants to do is she wanted to keep, was
Well,
it?
what they did was they did a crime scene thing, kind of almost, with
Yeah.
the fact that who's not talking to who, and this
Yeah.
is what she seemed to think would make the most sense, right?
Yeah.
Like
So she
that's it.
shoved Bronwyn with people who don't like her and don't speak to her. And after what she just went through as her friend of 10 fucking years, who brought her onto the who connected her or whatever you want to say onto the show, and then has changed completely from day one. And you can see Lisa. I don't know what it is. I think Lisa's jealous of some things, I'll be honest. That's what I think deep down inside. Because otherwise, why would she do that to her friend of 10 fucking years, so quickly jump the fence on her since the duration that she's been introduced on the show? But and then that's just a shitty move. Like she's already going through so much. And her one friend who has already like gone against her so many times, but she's trying to work through it with her. And then you do this? Like, no. Fuck you. That's what I'd say. I'd say, fuck you. That's it. Like Bronwyn's fucking stupid, I have to say. She's stupid because she's just really always believing and thinking that it's gonna get better with Lisa, but it's not. It's not.
I have to say, I don't think her issue with Whitney is that big. And who's the other person that she says she has an issue with? Because I think the real person she needs to stay away from is Brittany. Because
So she
if
could have put Brittany on the
rooming,
other side. Nobody likes Brittany anyways.
no one
You're
gets
using her
off.
as a fucking pawn, just a filler. She's a fucking filler, wherever the gap is.
I love when Brittany said, "I'm not moving."
Brittany needs
No
to
one even
shut
cares
up.
about Brittany. Shut up. Exactly.
Like
I don't
when
care
just shut
about
up,
Brittany.
Brittany.
Chime in there and
Shut
Bronwyn,
the fuck up,
Brittany, I was
Brittany.
not even talking to you. She's, you looked at me. She's like, no one's looking at you. Trust me. I loved that. Wait, but what is the rooming assignment? It's
Angie, no, and yeah, Angie, Whitney, Bronwyn,
and Mary.
and
And
Mary when she
Mary.
gets there, right?
Yeah.
Which Mary's okay because Mary and Bronwyn will be good, right? But
Yeah, so what's the issue?
there, I don't think of it as that big of a deal. I really don't.
It's not,
I didn't, I know what you're saying. Not so nice is the fact that, Bronwyn, I mean, it's kind of funny that Brittany
it's
is the
her
pawn.
long-term friend from not from the show.
I know,
So
but
it should have been a
they're
more
You know
real
what? It's kind of, you know
friendship.
the way that I picture the villas is it's just a bunch of rooms, that's all. And then you just a door that connects to you. Like you're not spending
Yeah,
time with the
exactly.
other women. That's
But
it.
they are, when they're on their own side and they're going to bed, right? Because they're in their each other's rooms and
It's
stuff, right?
literally just sleeping. Like they're gonna be going, they're doing events together, they're going to the beach together. It's literally just a space, and it's your own space. It's not like she has to room with anyone. It's her own room. It's 2 feet away from the other villa. And, you know, it's her own space. It's just her getting ready, getting changed, and sleeping in.
But you know what? I get the fact that Bronwyn maybe felt hurt. Like, I'll give her that. Like, 'cause I'm always a Bronwyn, not a Bronwyn hater, but I always beat her down. And the thing is even if she felt this way, fair enough, voice it. But she has this really fucking irritating way of turning things around and say and then putting words in people's mouths and saying, "Well, what you said was this." And no, like I'm not like Lisa's stupid too, but
Yeah,
like,
she's a cocky bitch.
but
She's a
you know
cocky
what?
fucking bitch.
But so is Bronwyn.
What is
Like
Bronwyn?
that's the whole thing.
Yeah, but
They're like,
Bronwyn doesn't seem to go for that from the beginning. And Lisa, that's
no,
all
I
she
don't
does.
agree.
No, I don't know. Like, I'm still standing by Bronwyn. Like, the others are really fucking annoying me now.
No, I don't agree.
Careful what you say about Lisa. She's my favorite.
Yeah, you know what? Lisa, Lisa's, you know
Lisa,
what?
Lisa,
Lisa's
I
just a
like
dummy.
Lisa. It's not, but she's just, yeah, she's fucking stupid.
She's a dummy. But you know what?
She's
Bronwyn's
just,
calculated.
and
Bronwyn's
she's a
smart.
cocky little bitch. She thinks that she can, that she's like, I don't know. She thinks she's some kind of
I think,
fucking
you
movie
know
star.
about Bronwyn? I think Bronwyn is cocky,
Oh,
right?
no, I don't
Absolutely.
think Bronwyn's cocky like
Re
Lisa. No.
rewind. Watch the show and rewind how she talks to people. Just see how it is. And
Shut
the
the
thing,
fuck up, Spice.
I'm telling you, I'm being honest. I'm being honest. Like, I don't see it that way. I don't understand how you don't see that. Like
No, no.
I get that. I get
No.
that we see a different side, but the
Yes.
thing is just her. You know what it is? It's her approach. Right away when she talks to you, you get your back up. It's like, fucking back it up, bitch. Like that's every time she talks, I'm just like, oh my God. Like it she triggers me. She
I'll
does.
agree
That
to
type of,
disagree.
yeah, I know. I know. But that's how I feel. Sugar, how about you? I know you're kind of on that side of the fence too, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I mean, like the way I saw the situation, I just thought it was like really funny because like Bronwyn is very smart, and so she'll try to put words into people's mouths and stuff like that, but like I don't see this as an issue to get upset over.
No.
Like, really, it's not an issue at all.
But she
And
wouldn't have gotten so upset if Lisa didn't get her fucking back up, like in a cocky
so, no,
bitch
what
mode.
Lisa said was, it's all it is it's a room. It's what I would have said.
Yeah, because she's trying to make it
It's a
seem
room.
like it's just nothing. But you know what? I believe that she had full on fucking
No.
intent and purpose in that choice.
Lisa
Like
is
I'm
not
not
super
buying it.
calculated.
No,
If it had been something, she
she
would have put
does like
it on camera.
moves like that.
She,
Like,
no, if it was something that was
no.
calculated, she would own up to it. But
No.
literally what she's saying, no, that's my opinion. You
Yeah.
don't agree with it,
I
but
agree.
her,
I
if
agree.
it was calculated, she
Yeah.
would say it on the camera, right? And really, Bronwyn got upset. She got really confrontational when she could have pulled Lisa aside and said, I'm really upset right now because of this. But she chose to bring it up in front of the entire group. Bronwyn's very smart. She knew what she was doing because she wants to make Lisa look bad. And then
No,
Lisa,
I think she wants to do it in front of the group so that there's no bullshit said after of what was said and what wasn't said. That's what I
I
think
don't think that's
personally,
what it
right?
is. They've had private conversations before.
Yeah.
And I also don't think Bronwyn is a fan of people doing things like in front of everyone. Like at the bat mitzvah, she pulled Angie aside and had a private conversation with her, right? I don't think she's opposed to private conversations. But she did it in front of everyone. She started a bit of an argument, and Lisa's reaction to it was, I don't see the issue. You're in a beautiful place that I planned. Like, it really sucks when your friend is there. You're trying to plan a really fantastic trip for everyone. It's being aired on TV. At the same time, like, we're saying, oh, Lisa needs to be supportive of Bronwyn. Doesn't Bronwyn need to be supportive of Lisa? Because she's the one planning the trip. She wants
I
everyone
just think that Bronwyn would have a little
to
bit
make a
more.
big deal about
I think that Bronwyn would have put Lisa first in the sense that she feels that that's her friend for a longer time than this show, these show
it has
people,
nothing to
right?
do. That has nothing
I
to
mean,
do.
you're in a room. You're just in a room down the hall. Like, fuck, who cares?
It's not like
Like,
she
I
put
wouldn't
her on the
fucking
couch.
care.
At the same time, Bronwyn
Well,
needs
but
time
at the
to
same time,
and
Lisa
support
complained
her
that she
on
was
the
on
set.
a fucking normal
Yeah, I'm
seat
not
on
saying
a
that that's right.
small flight, right?
I'm not
So,
saying that.
like, you know what I
But you
mean?
know what? That
You
they
can't
were
fucking
making
bitch
fun
and
of her
complain
a
about
hard
one
time.
and
Why
then
don't we
expect
give
not to
Bronwyn
be
a
bitched
hard
and complained about that, right? If you
If
can
we can
fucking
give
shut,
her a
like,
hard time, we got to give Bronwyn the hard time too. yeah, we said Lisa
Okay.
was, I said Lisa was wrong for doing that, for throwing a fucking fit. That was totally
Go.
inappropriate. I agree. I agree with you.
There
But
we
that
go.
doesn't mean that Bronwyn can go back and say, or that it's right for her to do that to someone. If you're learning from a mistake or
It's
something
tit
that, yeah, no, I don't agree with that. That part I don't agree with. Do I feel bad that Bronwyn got attacked by a dog? Absolutely, I do.
I
I mean, I
do.
totally
I
do.
honestly, I
But
feel
that
so
has
bad
nothing to do with the room assignments. Like that, really, in my opinion, you're just in a room. Who fucking cares?
Yep.
That's it.
It just shows that you're a bet, like that you are a friend, you know, concerned, a little bit more concerned, and wanting her closer in case she does need anything. But
But what
that's
about
just me.
Mary, for
That's just me
example?
in my
What
opinion,
is
though,
he? What
right?
about Mary? That, in my opinion, what about Mary? Mary's the one that's got a son that's going through that, and she's going to be in the
Yeah.
other villa. We'll see how she feels about that,
Yeah.
too. We'll see how she feels
Also,
next
at the
week.
same time, what do you think Lisa is going to do? Is she going to do first aid on Bronwyn? No. They all have phones. If Bronwyn is hurting or something like that, it's not like Bronwyn is walking, next door into Lisa's room and Lisa's going to do first aid on her. She's going to text Lisa, "Hey, come to my room. I need this." Or she's not even going to do that. She's going to text production if she needs something. The rooming's assignment and where she's located in proximity to Lisa, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah. Well,
Well, we're not gonna agree on that
I'll agree
anyways,
to
but
disagree
yeah,
because I
fair.
just think
Okay.
that as a friend, it's like, you know what? It makes me
Fair.
think twice about you as a friend. If you're thinking you're my friend when it's convenient to you, but then in other situations it's not convenient to you because you want to look like as if this or that, or I don't give a fuck what
Not
you
so
think.
nice. I think
Like
me, my
the room
opinion is, I
assignment
think you're reading too
has nothing
much
to
into it. Like I just like, and the thing is I've had
I
that
wouldn't
too.
either. I wouldn't either, to be honest. I wouldn't give a fuck. It's a fucking vacation. It's free. It's given to me. I'd be appreciative. I'd be fucking happy go lucky. I don't give a fuck. Unless I really hated the people, then yeah, fuck you. But
Then
like, I
don't
mean, they
come.
still associate,
Yeah.
right? So like, and she knew who the group was going to be. So I get it, right? Like, if you know who the group's going to be, you know, the odds are that you might get stuck with somebody. But as a friend, you would hope that your friend would not make you in a situation that you're stuck with people who you absolutely don't want to be with, right?
But she didn't have a problem talking with them. She went over to their
No,
room
she
and
didn't,
talked
of
to
course.
them. Yeah, well, that's the
I
whole
would
thing is.
too. I would too. Fuck, man. My friend did that to me. Fuck you now. Okay, well, let's give these guys a chance.
Question. Is Bronwyn really that close with anyone on the
No.
trip? No. No.
No,
So there you
but
go.
with her, apparently they're friends for 10 years.
They've been fighting this entire season, her and
I
Lisa.
know that.
So
That's
who
what I
cares?
mean.
Who cares where she's seated? She can hold her
Yeah.
own. I mean, where she's
No, I
rooming,
know.
she can hold her
Yeah.
own.
No,
Fine.
I know. I'm not worried about her holding her own. I know she can hold her own.
Except her on her husband, just saying.
Yeah, but.
Okay, we'll stop that. Why don't we stop it right there, that part, because we're never going to agree on that.
Yeah, we're never
Let's
going to agree on
how
that.
about we talk about something a little bit more juicy? How about what about all of the Britney drama?
Oh my God, they do not care about Britney
Nope,
at
at
all.
all.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Nope.
And she's so fucking stupid. She doesn't understand it. It's like she's, I don't know. She just, I don't know.
And she keeps saying, "I've got an announcement to make," and nobody
Yes.
even cares what she says.
No.
And then
And
she
they didn't
feels
care when
hurt.
she, yeah, and they didn't care what she said about her kids being with her, right?
No, I didn't even remember. I didn't even remember what she made the announcement, but thanks for reminding me because it was so
Yeah,
irrelevant.
that
I hate to say that.
her kids now The one is accepted to speak to her and went over and whatever, right?
I mean, you know what? Actually, that's not true what I just said. I take that back. Is that I don't really care. Of course, I care about that. But the thing is, what are you announcing in this trip to,
Yeah.
like, why are you doing that? Like,
And
go have your.
if your kid is just coming around to you right now, I would not be mentioning any of that on fucking camera. That's your private fucking life. Why would you put that in jeopardy again if your kid is just coming around now? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, again, like, just all she cares about is maybe being given extra time because of her story. Like, and it's going to backfire if that's the case, my opinion.
And then there was the whole issue about the slut shaming and how she was still mad at Angie and whatever. But guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Like when that whole thing was brought up, when she was saying she was dating 10 men and then only intimate, I think was what she said with three, she's the one that said it. She's the one that brought
Yeah,
it up.
she's
No
the
one
one who
even
brought it
asked
up.
her. No
No.
one even asked her that. So
I
what
think
the
she
fuck is she
brought it up
talking about?
herself.
But then they also cut to scenes of her like being like,
"Oh, here's my lingerie. Jared bought it. Da 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 da."
So she talked like she's upset that someone else is bringing up her private life, but she's the one who offered up that information. Otherwise, no one would care. Like, no one, she's gonna dig into like, oh, so, you know, what do you do with so and so? How many guys are you dating? Out, blah, 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 this, that. No one actually does that unless you offer up that information.
That's why I can't wait till next week when Mary shows up because Mary puts her in her place and she makes me fucking laugh.
She's awesome.
And then the whole Meredith thing too, Meredith and Angie, and then how they made up. So to me, that like it was so weird. Like that Meredith was so quick to throw Angie out last week from her bat mitzvah and threw a big fucking had a big fit about it. And then afterwards she's like, well, maybe I didn't get the whole side of the story. It's like, well, wouldn't you get the whole side of the story
Before you make
first?
such an abrupt fucking move, you dumb bitch.
Exactly. 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 That was weird. That was so strange. If I was Angie, I wouldn't forgive her. Not for that. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt really bad for Angie in that scenario, and I think she handled herself really well. And then also getting over to the table and seeing a Brooks Marks bag on your seat and looking like, oh, do I have a present here? I think maybe like she was thinking like, this is odd. Like, is she trying to make up with me? Like, what is this? And it's her gift back to her. But you know what's funny about this? Is Meredith took Mary's gift from that breakfast at Tiffany's brunch. And I don't know if she ever gave it back, but why is it like one she needs to give back, like to prove a point, and then the other one she's gonna keep and like.
She's
Because
fucked
she's a
up.
weirdo. She's so
She's a
weird.
fucking weirdo. She's a fucking weirdo. So's her husband, and her kids are following suit. My opinion.
You know what? I agree with
My
you.
opinion.
I
My
agree with
opinion.
you. Not so
My
nice. Her
opinion.
daughter, when she was
Yeah, they're
talking, I
just
thought
like, are you
she's
fucking
copying
like,
her mother.
knock some fucking sense into your mom. Tell her that she's a fucking weirdo and how she's actually looking on TV. Like, I mean, I'm just, again, my opinion, but yeah.
You know what scene I thought was really funny? The very first scene in this episode when like she's in her lab in her kitchen making her bath bombs and like her whole family kind of comes around and they're all like and she's just making her bath bombs and they're like the husband's like we could talk about this anytime you want. I want to talk about what happened last night because it was right after she had kicked Angie out and he's sitting there like what's my wife gonna be like? What is she gonna be mad? Is she gonna be this? Is she gonna be that? And she's just like being a mad scientist in there. I thought it was so strange that she's not
She's a
like,
weirdo.
she's weird. That was weird.
Yes, agree.
The only other thing I want to talk about in this episode is Mary opens up with Angie. about my son. And I'm really glad that she opened up to someone about it. I feel like probably Angie is like her closest friend. I love them as a duo, but I'm really glad she opened up to someone because she was talking about how like she doesn't have her mom, she doesn't have her grandparents. Like, who is she gonna talk to? So at least to just say it out loud to someone, even though obviously Angie can't offer like advice or this or that, but just to have someone to talk to about
Well,
it.
she kind of can because she had her mom who had also issues, right? So
But I don't think it
to have a
was
connection like
going
that.
there for advice. It was just going there to
No,
say it,
for
you know?
support, yeah. Just to
Yeah.
say it. I was surprised that Angie didn't, like literally like get right in there and give her a hug because Mary looked like she could use a hug, right? But
I think she's pretty shocked.
yeah. Yeah, I feel really bad for Mary right now. I just hope it all works out and her son gets help, you know?
Yeah, no, it's pretty shocking, and it was a pretty sad scene. Yeah, my heart goes out to Mary for sure. Anything else from this episode?
Nope, not for me.
No, not me either.
Well, I guess we're just left with our golden question. And that is, end of this episode. The ladies are at a dinner somewhere and they first have some drinks and they need to go to the bar. But the common theme here is they're just talking over the waiters. These poor waiters are trying to come through and say, "Oh, hi, ladies. Would you like some wine? Would you like to order a cocktail?" Or even just simply, "Hi, ladies. Your table is ready. Can I escort you over?" And they're just fighting and yelling and totally ignoring these poor guys. If you were there and you needed to break up what was going on, what would you shout out at the table?
Shut the fuck up and give them your order. That's it. Like, just shut the fuck up and let's put the order in. Like, order your food and order your drinks. Because I'll tell you, that's what would be on my mind if I was like waiting for dinner and stuff. It's like I would want my food, right? So that's what I would say. That's
You know what I would say? Oh, actually, they're not going to have anything. I'm just eating myself tonight.
it.
I don't think I have to add to any of that. You guys said all the right things for me. All good.
Well, then what would you tip them?
I tip them
Fuck, I'd
heavily.
give them
Because,
major
yeah, I would.
because I would
I
feel
would.
so fucking bad for them.
Yeah. Oh, they were so nice about it too. I felt bad. Oh, poor guys. Oh, wow. Well, that was sugar. This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Not for now.